Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Coach LaLisa, and I am excited to be here another day and another opportunity. But first and foremost, before we get started talking about the target market, I want to just say I give God all the praise, honor, and glory for this opportunity, and I pray that you are safe, your families are safe, and we just ask God to bless you right now real good. I was already on Facebook this morning, already saw that people are reaching out with their various prayer requests. I met people yesterday who have children who are just going through so much and in so much of a need of a physical healing. So we just wanted to lift up those people this morning and just ask God to bless them. And we ask God to bless your business. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you want to be successful in business. Well, first and foremost, we need God's blessing. We're not going to sit here and pretend that we can do this on our own. We do this in the strength of God, and we thank Him. For our businesses, we thank Him for our business mindsets. We thank Him for every contract, every customer, every client, every idea. We give Him all the praise, honor, glory, and we give Him the thanks. Now, as entrepreneurs, we are committed to letting God use us as we provide a service or a product. And one of the things that, one of the products and services that I provide is training. So I do the radio show to provide training vis-a-vis the radio, whereas other people may do radio simply to entertain. Others may do radio to share new music or to share news. But I mainly it's about training entrepreneurs right here on the radio so individuals can get what they need early in the morning. And sometimes it's just that little bit that you need. Maybe you're already at work, you're already at your desk or in your cubicle or whatever else. Maybe you're in the truck, maybe you're wherever you may, maybe you're in the ditch, depending on where you work, because I know that people can listen to this via their smartphones, or you can listen via your iPods, and there's other media that you can use to listen to the show. So good morning, and welcome to you. So today and Monday, we talk about marketing. as it relates to businesses. So I have it pretty much segmented the week. So Mondays is for marketing. Tuesdays is for technology or any type of technological aspect of your business. What do you need technologically for your business to be up to speed, to be meeting the demands of your market? And then Wednesdays, we said Wednesday is about wealth. So Wednesday will be about business growth in terms of wealth. How wealthy is your business? How wealthy, how healthy is your business? And then Thursday is sort of a comparison of something from back in the day to now. Sometimes it's good to look back and see where we've come from. And so we should have some interesting facts about then and now. So that's what Thursday's. And then Friday is all about just having just that fun. So that's what I'm calling Fridays. So Fridays will probably be more like a surprise. So this day, Monday, our topic, we're talking about the market. And there's so many things that we need to know as it relates to the market and the market concept and how to even target our market. So the first thing we want to know about the market in terms of targeting the market is that there's, you know, two main markets out here. There's the business to business, the B2B, or there's the business to customer, the B2C. So first thing you want to understand is where am I headed? Where's my focus? Is it on the B2B or the B2C? You know, and the market is also, we know it's changing, right? The marketing, one of the things that you want to focus on when you're focusing, when you're looking at your market and you're wondering, okay, how do I get my target market? It's basically, who do you want to focus on? What part of the market do you want to focus? Where do you want your focus to be as an entrepreneur? So you have some type of a product or service, and who is that product or service for? Okay? Who is that product or service for? Who are you targeting in your market, in your market strategy? Who is your market for, right? So before you can reach your target market, right, that's our topic this morning, how to reach your target market. But before you can reach your target market, you have to know who they are. So that's why I'm talking about this market like I'm talking about it right now. Okay, so you have to know who it's for. You want to know how to reach them. Well, you got to know who you're trying to reach, right? But the marketing, just the marketing concept, before you even start thinking about how am I going to reach them, you want to have that understanding of, because I know when I started out in business, I wasn't real clear of who the market was or even what marketing was. I thought marketing was like putting out flyers, putting up an advertisement, advertising. That's what I thought marketing was. But that was in 2002, so that's 12 years ago when I got started. That's what my concept. And I was, even though I was in business school at the time, as a matter of fact, I was just graduated. 8 months before I graduated is when I started my business, because I felt that, okay, I've spent all this money on an MBA. I need to make good of this. You know, I need to start my own business and not just go work for someone. So marketing concept is a business philosophy. Yeah, get that. It's a philosophy of business. So if any business student is going to study marketing, It's just their philosophy. So it's a business philosophy that involves the entire organization. So some people think, okay, well, I work in the marketing department and you work there. Well, no, because marketing involves everybody in your organization. It involves your staff. It involves all your staff, no matter what department, whether they work in accounting, whether they work in engineering, whether they work in the operation, whether they work in receiving and shipment, whatever traffic, whatever part they work in, they are still a part of your marketing. Okay, so the concept is that it's a business philosophy that involves the entire organization in the process of satisfying customers' needs while achieving the organization's goals. So what are the goals? So when you look at how do you target your market, you just want to know some background to what marketing is. Okay? So today, one of the things about marketing is there's all this relationship marketing, which started about a good, definitely, 10 years ago, if not more, when organizations began to do all the relationship marketing. Basically, they wanted to just have that long-term partnership type of satisfaction with their customer. Build that relationship. Just like if you build a relationship with somebody, you want that relationship to last. You don't want it to just be very short. So how to target your market. Well, the first thing you want to do in order to target your market, you want to come up with your marketing strategy. You want to have some type of plan that is going to allow your organization to use your resources, whatever you have, and whatever you need in order to make that plan come to a reality. So you have to have a strategic plan for your marketing. And that's why we have some of the training sessions, and you can go to anymeeting.com/LarissaJWilliams and see some of the trainings that we have there where we will help and work with you to come up with a strategic plan. But that's how you target your market. You have to have a strategic plan. And then, in addition to having a strategic plan, some strategy for how you're going to market your products and or your service. So let's just say you have a boutique and let's say you sell men's clothing. Well, you have to have some type of a strategy for how you're going to market that to your target market. And that's what goes into the strategic plan. And that's where sometimes, I know for me, it took a long time for me to figure out who my target market was, how to reach them. But that's where it starts, with a plan. Now, we said, how do you reach the target market? Well, first you have to know who the target market is. In other words, who is it that you created those products? Who did you create your products and services for? Let me ask you that. Yeah. You can get a sheet of paper. I told you this is going to be training, right? Right here on All About Entrepreneurs, the AAE show. So we want to help entrepreneurs. We want to help business owners. Okay. We want to help individuals who work for businesses because, like we said, marketing, leadership, all those things is not just for one person in your organization. It's for everyone in the organization, and no matter where you work, whether you work for yourself or you work for someone else. But in this radio show, it's just 1/2 hour. I mean, what I give you here is just a tip of the iceberg. So you know, you can get a lot of information, absolutely, and some people can get that information and take and run with it. And that's wonderful. That's what we're here for. But for the rest of you who know that you want more, you want to go deeper, you want a more understanding, you want a more better result, you want a bigger outcome for your business and for your staff and for the people that you are attached to, your partners, your collaborators, then you're going to want to connect with me outside of this radio show. The radio show, that's just one tiny piece. But you want a full plan. You want a full strategic outline. You want to be able to operate and successfully. So you will have to definitely contact me afterwards, you see, to help maybe help put that plan together. So how to reach your market. Well, we talked about several things this morning. So far we talked about what marketing is. We've talked about how important it is to reach your market. We've talked about the relationships that you build through marketing. We've talked about the different types of markets, the two main types, right? B2B, B2C markets. We have to also have to understand that a market can be classified. There's ways to classify the market. So when you're targeting that market, we said, okay, so you want to target the market, how to target them. We said first you need to know who they are. Before you start targeting them, you want to know who they are. So the million-dollar question is, who did you create those products or those services for? Now, let's just say you, like we said, you sell men's clothing. That's great. What if you're like my friend, she sells coffee. Yeah, she sells coffee. I talked about this from years ago. I said, okay, if you're doing marketing, right? Okay, I think we were talking, well, we could do coffee or we could do makeup or whatever you want to do, right? And you're like, how do I target my market? Well, first you got to know who your market is before you start worrying about how you're going to target them. And so, for instance, if you're talking about coffee, now, I personally do not drink coffee at all. I drink it like, what, once every 10 years, okay? One cup every 10, for the amount of times that I've drank coffee, if you look at my lifetime, it would add up to about one cup every 10 years. So am I your market? Probably not. Even though, yes, do I know someone? Do I know someone maybe? Yes, maybe. Am I going to share what I know with that person that I know about you? Maybe not. It depends. So am I your market? Do I drink coffee? No. All right? Now, some of you know that I like wearing suits, right? I love wearing suits, like two-piece type suits. Could be, you know, dress and coat, jacket and skirt. That's, you know, my ultimate favorite. I mean, pants I can do. I don't do as many pants suits, but I could. So, now, if you had a women's boutique and you sold suits, you know, nice conservative type suits with a little pizzazz to them, not so much. More so conservative type, but cute. I like cute. Now, what if you did that? Would I be your target market? Absolutely. How are you going to reach me? It depends. You can reach me. Well, most people know that you can reach me on Facebook. Today, it's easy, pretty easy to reach me today. Because you just go to my Facebook and you just post and you can reach me easily. But I used to have a friend who used to sell suits. He had a small boutique here in New Jersey. And he could just come to my house with about 10 to 15 suits. And he was going to definitely make a sale, no doubt about it. And so he knew what kind to bring me. He knew what I liked. He knew my size. So how do you reach your target market? Well, it starts with knowing a little bit about what marketing is for the entire organization. You also know you have to have some type of strategic plan. You need a plan for marketing. You also know that there's a couple big types of marketplaces, the B2B, the B2C. And you need to know that and how to reach your target market. Well, I just gave you a great example of how you can reach someone in your market. Okay, let's just say I'll give you another example of target market. My sister owns her own dry cleaning business. You've heard me talk about that in Cincinnati, Ohio. And she is in an upscale neighborhood where her clients are typically lawyers and doctors and administrators type people, right? Because, why would she open her, cleaners out there in a more suburban type area? Well, you got to look at the market. Who dry cleans clothes? Certainly not people who dress from Kmart and Target. Typically, those clothes you can just throw in your washing machine. You don't have a need, per se, to take those clothing to a dry cleaner. So has she opened her cleaners in the hood or in the inner city? Not to say the people in the inner city and the hood don't dry clean their clothes. I'm not saying that. However, she would probably have to work a lot harder to get enough profits to really sustain her business. Now, she opened her business in 2008. So she opened her business in the roughest time the economy had seen in a good 20 years or more, and she's still in business. She'll be open 7 years next month. And she hasn't had to close her doors not once. She hasn't even had to close for a day. Not one single day has she had to close her operations because of any type of financial problem. So what I'm saying is that, part of her success, is that has it been slow at times? Yes. Has it been rough at times? Sure. But at the same time, part of the reasons that she hasn't had to close her doors, part of the reasons that she hasn't had to, go homeless or anything is because she is reaching her target market. All right? And so, again, a person who wears clothes that can be washed, if she was walking down the street and she had her business cards on her or any other marketing material, and she was walking down the street and she saw someone in frumpy clothes, or even if she sees this person all the time, she's not necessarily going to beat the door down and get a card to that person. But if she sees someone in a shirt and a tie and a well-pressed suit or a dress or something that cannot go in the washer, then you can hand your card to that person. So I'm just talking about targeting the market. I'm not saying whether, who goes where and how you get them, but I'm trying to help you figure out who your market is. A lot of what we do, the activity and the time we spend is wasted because we're marketing to people that are not within our target market. So the key to targeting, how to target your market, which is our show topic for today, the key to that is identification. Identifying who. Now, we know there are these cool programs that you can use that will generate these people in the marketplace that would possibly be a great person that may lead to a sale of your product and or your service, these different marketing funnels and lead generation and how to get customers. So you can target a market, a group of people or individuals or both, which you develop and maintain that marketing that is suitable for them, and you understand that they have some type of need, okay? And you have to also understand and know what that group, what they need, what's their preferences, all right? So how do you select your target market. So here, this is just basic business information. This is the stuff that every business person will learn just from taking Business 101. If you're taking a Business 101 class, you will learn all about marketing. This is what we teach every single day in business class. And so how do you target the market? You have to figure out, so you have your organization, and then you have your product. Your product, you put all the four P's in place. Remember the product, price, place, and promotion. But place, we've kind of interchanged the word a little bit for distribution. And you put your marketing mix, you mix all those things together. All that's a part of your marketing. So if you don't have the right price, you may not be able to target, like what I was saying with the dry cleaning business. She's in an upscale neighborhood, so therefore she has to have the right price for that market. If she priced herself too low, it wouldn't work. And then she has to have the right product. So where she's at, her clothes have to really push, wherever she would be, the clothes would have to be done really, really well. And then how is she going to promote her business, you know, whether it's with the sign or what have you, okay? So that's how you pretty much come up with your market, okay? You have to look at who's in your target market, and then you look at the mix of your promotional activity or your marketing activity, your marketing mix. Okay, so there you have it. Your marketing mix is that's the combination of your products, your price, how you're going to distribute that, how you're going to promote that in order to be able to satisfy a particular market. Let's just say you wanted to satisfy business women, or you wanted to satisfy business men. Maybe you want to deal with mothers, parents, teenagers, or youth, seniors, baby boomers, all these different groups in the marketplace, people who make millions of dollars, people who make hundreds of thousands of dollars, or people who just barely getting by, the middle class. So you have to segment the market first, and once you decide which group you're going to target, now what marketing mix are you going to use to target that market, okay? What products will you provide for them, what prices, and how are you distribute it to them? I know right now a lot of people are distributing things over the internet. And by the way, as I'm thinking about this before the show ends, I want to make sure that I invite you to the How to Make Money with Your Message today at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is a webinar, so you can do it from the comfort of your location, whether that's your car, your home, your cubicle, your office, your desk, wherever you are located, your sofa for that matter. You can go online to www.anymeeting.com/LisaJWilliams. There is a list of webinars. You just select whichever one you'd like to participate in. And I'm offering you to select that one for today, but there's others. There's one coming up. How to write a business plan. You want to know how to write a business plan for your business. That's what time it is. You need a business plan, especially if you plan to move forward, if you plan to stay around. You want to have your business plan. If you want your business to grow, you want your business to grow, you need a plan, like we're talking about the marketing plan, a strategic plan for your marketing, for how you're going to target your market. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited about this, and we are almost out of time. Can you believe it? See, I told you this is not enough time to really get into everything, but it's enough time for us to at least just kick the surface around a bit so that, you know, you can definitely, you know, get started, you know, get on your way. And Oh, boy. And so now we are still live on the air for a few more minutes, and tomorrow we are going to talk about some tech trends for 2014. Here's some of the hot technologies or technological advances that we've seen already in 2014. What more will we see? Well, I can give you a hint. One of the technological things that we're seeing right now does involve the smartphone, but I can give you a hint on that. It does involve the smartphone. And so, but there are so many other things. There are wonderful things. And if you have any questions, please, or comments, please feel free to forward those right on my Facebook page. And don't forget, we now do have a website for the AAE show. I got to keep putting that out there. I'm so excited that we finally, it's like we have a home. So there is a website for the AAE show, all of the entrepreneurs, and you can go online and for the website. And so we're just waiting for the day when it is live, but it's a free website, because you know there's tons of free websites out there. You can do a free website like overnight, but it's LisaWilliams.wix.com/AAE show. And you know, Wix is one of the companies. Well, most companies will give you free, but free will limit you to, first of all, it may limit you to having a long name like that for your web address, which is the payoff, right? You advertise them and do it their way for them allowing you to do free. Now, if you want to use your own website, then what you could do is you could create your own website. Your own name, rather, your own domain name, and then that way, but you will pay for that. You pay a monthly, well, your hosting is usually free. They make you pay for the name, or sometimes it's all included. But sure, you can just do a free website almost anywhere. So that's our website. Please go check it out. Leave a comment there if you'd like to be a guest on the show. You can leave that there. Also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, you could also inbox me on Facebook at Coach Lalisa, facebook.com/CoachLalisa. You can inbox me there, and I will get back to you, or somebody will get back to you and schedule your time to be on the show. So we are very, very excited. I'm also so excited that we now have Victoria working with us and coming on board to assist us in some bookings. And so we're very excited, and some other things that she'll be doing. So we're very excited about that. So anyway, well, thank you so much for tuning in. You have a great, wonderful, and powerful day. Don't forget, it's Women's History Month coming, Black History Month coming. We do have some events that we are definitely going to be rolling out, telling you about. Don't forget, reserve the date, May 3rd, reserve the date. June will be in Philadelphia for the Ladies Leveraging Leadership luncheon. That's going to be phenomenal. There's other speakers who will be there. I will be one of the speakers as well. When we have our August event, don't forget Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. We also have our membership association. If you would like to join, we would love to have you be a part of that. So you can join that as well. Get weekly information, updates, webinars, some webinars you'll be invited to at a discount as a result of your membership with Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. So we have so many things that we want to be able to help you with in your business as an entrepreneur. So look for those. We're excited. If you want to do public speaking, we'll help you with your public speaking business. We have courses that are being offered at Essex County College. If you want to take some of those courses, if you want to take the life coaching course, you can absolutely sign up with me for that. If you want to help, releasing your power, we can help you, absolutely help you do that. So because from now, that's it. Have a great, fantastic, and marvelous Monday. Go make it happen for others and for yourself. And don't forget, stay safe, stay blessed, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another great show.